Final comment
from
Brian.
So one last provocative question to the group. Take E5103, the current bevacizumab adjuvant trial. How many around this room anticipate that that trial will be negative?
Nobody's raising their hand. I don't know if that's because they have no idea.
We don't like the question.
Yeah.
We object.
Right, we'll try to rephrase that. What do you think the trial's going to show?
I think it'll be a positive trial.
So do I.
I don't.
Who said they didn't?
I just said I don't to be provocative.
Joe?
You asked me to weigh in on the E2100 issue, and I think the key issue here is that even if no survival difference emerges from E2100, the key point, I think, is that when used in more advanced settings, you don't get the treatment effect that you get when you use it either upfront or close to upfront. So I think ribbon 2 will be very important in terms of defining whether you get a treatment effect close to upfront that you would upfront. So I think nothing else comes close. I think the analogy to Herceptin that Mark brought up earlier is very appropriate because it's a targeted agent where actually we can't hone in on the target as precisely as we can in HER2 positive disease. And as a matter of fact, by excluding the HER2 positive patients, we're excluding the population that scientifically we would expect to have the greatest benefit from targeting angiogenesis. But nevertheless, the fact is that there's a striking treatment effect when used as first-line therapy. It's comparable to Herceptin in HER2-positive patients, at least with regard to response and time to progression. And when you delay the use of the drug, at least to the more heavily pretreated population, you don't seem to have any effect at all. So if you're going to use this drug, I think it's critical to use it as early as possible in the patient's course.
So just to follow up practically, again, patient has adjuvant AC, develops metastatic disease, not symptomatic, goes to see Matt. Matt puts her on capecitabine. She now has symptoms from her metastatic disease and comes to see you.
I would absolutely offer that patient paclitaxel and bevacizumab.
So would I, probably.
Yes, would I.